like a Taurus like you admission, hey, I come in a salad, I'm in a mashtia shell adam. Somebody who eats grapes that were harvested and put into baskets were harvested and spread on the ground. And these grapes were harvested to be eaten, not to be pressed for its wine. As if he wanted to press them for its wine, he wouldn't have put them in baskets or spread them on the ground. Instead, he would have put them in a clay or spread them on leaves. So even if he eats these grapes with hands that are tummy, any liquid that comes out of them would not become tummy from his hands. As the liquid that comes out of them is not considered liquid, since the grapes were harvested to be eaten, they were not harvested to be pressed, so the liquid that comes out of them have a din of fruit, not of liquid, and therefore not become tummy from his hands. Even though when he eats them with his tummy in, and he eats them right over the gas, even though the grapes split open and some of the liquid drips out into the wine press is tar because the mashkin that comes out of the grapes does not have a din of mashkin and would not become tummy from his hands, and therefore would not be mitame the gas. But if he eats grapes that were harvested and put into a clip, or were harvested and spread onto leaves, these grapes were harvested to be pressed for its wine, so liquid that comes out of them does have a dent of liquid and would become tummy if he eats them with hands that are tummy. And in this case, when he ate them, the grapes did not split open and the liquid did not drip out into the gas, but one individual grape fell into the gas, fell into the wine press. If that individual grape that fell into the wine press has a chosem, it's sealed off, meaning the stem is in the grape, so the little hole right by the stem is sealed off. So no juice in that grape got into the gas. In such a case, the wine press would be tar. But if that grape that fell into the wine press does not have a chosem, the stem does not seal off that little hole in the grape, so some of the juice from the grape dripped into the gas, if he had touched that moshkin that dripped out from that little hole in the grape with his hand that are tame, that moshkin would be mitame, the gas, the wine press would be tame, since that liquid became tame from his hand, that liquid would go ahead and be mitame, the wine press. If some grapes fell from him, and he stomped on them in an empty space in the gas, as he had some grapes that were harvested to be pressed, so those grapes become tame, and the liquid that comes out of those grapes are machshir the grapes, cause the grapes to be susceptible to become tame, since he wants that liquid, his nichalei in that liquid, since he plans on pressing the grape for his wine. So the grapes become tame. Then he takes those grapes and stamps on them in an empty space in the gas, a space in the gas where there are no other grapes. If the amount of grape that he is stomping on in the press is exactly the size of a bear, in such a case, the gas would remain tahar. And even though the grapes are tame, oichlin that is tame cannot be metame a kli. So the grapes cannot be metame the gas. And the mashkin that comes out of the grape, when you stomp on them, do not become tame from the grape. Since the grapes were originally only exactly the size of a bear, and as soon as a little bit of liquid comes out of them, they are less than a bear. And less than a bear of oichlin cannot be metame mashkin, so therefore the liquid that comes out of them does not become tame from the grapes, since the grapes are now less than the size of a bear. Now, even though the mashkin that comes out of them was originally inside the grape and became tummy together with the grape, but at the time it was inside the grape, it had a din of oichel, not of mashkin. And when it came out of the grape, and now it has a din of mashkin, it cannot become tummy from the grape, since the grape is now less than the size of a bear. But if the amount of grapes you're stomping on is more than a bear, in such a case, even after you stomp on them and a little bit of liquid comes out of them, it's still the size of a bear. So it's big enough to be mitami, the mashkin that comes out of them. So the mashkin that comes out of them becomes tummy from the grapes, since the grapes are still the size of a bear, even after the mashkin comes out. So those grapes that are tummy are mitame the gas, as mashkin that are tmeim could be mitame a kli. Shakim and Shiyatsa, Tipa Rishona, Nitmeis, Kabea. The Mishnah explains why, when the anavim were originally more than the size of a bear, that the mashkin that comes out of them is mitame the gas. As soon as the first drop of mashkin comes out of the grape that you're stomping on, that first drop becomes tame from the bea of the grapes, from the grapes that are still the size of a bear. Since originally the anavim were more than a bear, even after a little bit of liquid comes out of them, it's still the size of a bear, so it's big enough to be matame mashkin. If you need the size of a bear of ochan to be matame mashkin, and you have that in this case, so therefore the mashkin span will go ahead and be matame the gas. Somebody was standing and talking by the edge of the pit. The pit contained what? And there was an Amari standing right next to the pit talking to somebody. the Natsuk Sinogami pit, and some spittle shot out from the mouth of the Amoritz towards the board. And the spit of an Amoritz is mitame, not only Okonomashkin, but also a person. And Caleb would become tame from the spit of an Amoritz. This is a Xerophon. Sapek Igia Labor, Sapek Lo Igia, Speko Tor. We have a Sapek whether or not the spit of the Amoritz actually reached the boar, actually came into contact with the wine in the boar, and would thus be mitame the yain. This Sapek is ruled as being Tor. Even if the boar is in a Rishus Hayachit, we would rule the Sapek as being Tor. Even though normally we say a Sapek Tumor versus a Yachid is Tame. But in this case, we do not say it's Tame. The reason being, the Mephoshim explained. When do we say that a Sapek Tumor versus a Yachid is Tame? Is only if the Tumor is in one place. And there's a Sapek whether something came into contact with that Tumor or not. But in this case, the Tumor, which is a spit from Amar, is not in one place. It shot out from the mouth of Amar towards the floor. So this Sapek is ruled as being Tame. And the Mephoshim also explained that we're talking about a boar sit, a boar coated with lime, which is not Mekabel Tumah. And the Septa said that if the boar contains shemen, contains oil, then that oil would be Tameh, because oil would cause the sides of the boar to be slippery. And therefore, probably the spit, even if it hit the side of the boar, would have slid into the oil and caused the oil to be Tameh. So therefore, we're talking over here of a boar with wine, that the size of the boar is not slippery, so maybe the spit didn't actually come into contact with the wine. Maybe it went to the side of the boar and got absorbed into the side of the boar, never came into contact with the wine. So therefore, we rule this up as being tar.